Marriage on ice. We exchanged daydreams in a bed tucked inside a loft as snow fell quietly outside. Pee-wee Herman waving at us from a beat-up 1980s Magnavox television screen. We fucked in between shifts at the pharmacy across the river from Cornish, where J.D. Salinger was hiding. And we searched for him on days when the roads weren't as icy, dressed up in our red work smocks, whizzing past the mountainside ranch of Charles Bronson, the house that Death Wish bought. All of these strange childhood heroes who haunted the heartbeat of our imagination and the otherwise gray, cold, deadbeat sludge we trudged through to the comfort of a bed shared by young lovers who had no idea where we were going, our hope ignited into flames that kept us both warm, our passion for one another frozen in a time when we battled an unbroken cabin fever.